How do? My name's Dave Dutton. Many years ago, I wrote a book called Lanky Spoke Near, which was basically full of Lancashire expressions that were translated into, for want of a better expression, proper English. It even went on to be made into an EMI LP. It seems to have retained its popularity today, and along with its follow-up books, Lanky Panky, and my book of Lancashire poems and stories called Lancashire Laughter and Tears. Yeah, you can get them all now on Amazon, either as a Kindle download or paperback books. In fact, they go all over the world. I get letters from people from Australia, Canada, New Zealand, America, saying that they've got the natives speaking proper Lanky, which always gives me a laugh. Anyway, I'm going to do a little excerpt from Lanky Spoke Near, and it's all about Lanky table etiquette, some do's and don'ts. They do things differently in Lancashire. To a Lancastrian, lunchtime is dinner time, and dinner time is tea time. Have you got that? It's very important to remember that if you're invited to somebody's home for dinner, you go at lunchtime. Whereas if it's a tea time invitation, you go at dinner time. Otherwise, if you're not careful, you could end up with no dinner at tea time, no lunch at dinner time, and tea with just about everything. And use your manners too. You know, never drink brown sauce straight from the bottle, because you never know who may have been drinking out of it before you. And if you're out eating, don't flick mushy peas at the waiter to attract his attention, because they may stick in his ears and he won't be able to hear your order. Do you leave a tip? Of course. Nobody likes eating in a tip. Anyway, if you're eating out in Lancashire, here's one or two expressions you might find useful. Yes, love. That means I'm ready to take your order, sir. Hey, me belly thinks me throat's cut. I'm ready to eat summat. I could ate a scabby pig bait bread. I could ate a flock bed. I could ate a care between two bread vans. That's letting them know that you're extremely hungry. Shape this hell. Hurry up, sirry. Waiter, please act with more celerity. Hey, this is gradely snap. This is good food. Alternatively, yon's brunt to a frazzle. This food is burnt. Yon's steak's as big as a fly's left nadger. They give rather small portions in this establishment. And there's lots of different names for food in Lancashire. Babby's yeds, blanket lifters, slavery duck, prater cakes, bale tam, barm jaws, tommy taters, pigeon pies, pobs. They're all there in the book. And there's lots of different sections in the book that will hopefully take your interest. Like, I'm just going to read a few. Road signs, useful equipment take to Lancashire, down at the pub, how to recognise a lanky chauvinist pig, fighting talk, buying clothes, visiting the doctor, different occupations, expletives, saying, weather, useful words and phrases, proverbs. There's loads in there. Anyway, if you want to know more about the Lanky books I've written, and the other books as well, I've written quite a few others, go and have a look on Amazon, or I think it's on iTunes as well, different ones. Or go and look at my website, which is www.davedutton, all one word, davedutton.co.uk, davedutton.co.uk. Okie doke, I'll see there.